Welcome to the Rowan Sports Podcast. I'm Michelle Salamone.
And I'm Caitlin Sandusky, and we're thrilled to have you joining us today for another exciting episode.
Today we've got two sports topics on the agenda: Caitlin Clark's impact in the WNBA and the rise of Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles.
We'll be starting with the force that is Caitlin Clark in the WNBA.
The recent surge in women's basketball sparked by Clark's performances has been nothing short of phenomenal.
From breaking records to dominating the headlines, Caitlin Clark has captured the hearts of fans everywhere, driving up viewership and jersey sales alike.
But it's not just about the numbers. Caitlin's influence goes beyond the court, inspiring a new generation of athletes and challenging stereotypes along the way.
And then we'll shift gears to discuss Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles.
From breaking franchise records to showing determination and resilience, Jalen Hurts is redefining what it means to be a quarterback in the NFL. I'm Michelle Salamone.
And I'm Caitlin Sandusky, and we welcome you to another episode of the Rowan Sports Podcast.
I'm excited to jump into it, Caitlin, starting with Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. We've seen the excitement and popularity women's basketball has gained since the NCAA March Madness tournament this year, and it goes without question that we can thank Caitlin Clark for that. The surge in ratings during her games is a clear indicator of her growing popularity within women's basketball.
Absolutely. Caitlin Clark's impact is undeniable. Her draft into the WNBA by the Indiana Fever has a huge social media interest. 2.44 million viewers turned into ESPN to witness her being selected as the number one overall pick.
And you want to know what's crazy about that stat? I was looking it up earlier, and that's over a 307% increase in viewership compared to last year. And the demand for her jerseys was another crazy thing. Most of her sizes of her jersey were sold out on Fanatics immediately following the draft. I truly believe Caitlin Clark will significantly increase the WNBA's popularity. Her impact on and off the court is a huge determining factor for this. And as a role model for aspiring young athletes, particularly girls, she's showing them what's possible through hard work, dedication, and passion for the game.
I agree. Caitlin's influence extends beyond just women's sports. By challenging stereotypes and advocating for gender equality, she's helping to reshape how us as Americans view sports. Many critics of women's sports say they're not as exciting or enjoyable to watch. I feel her presence is helping women's sports by showing us that it can be done.
I mean, yeah, beyond her popularity on social media and in the media, her stats are absolutely insane. Within the 17 days between February 15th and March 3rd, she broke Kelsey Plum's record to become the all-time women's NCAA Division I scoring leader. She passed Lynette Woodward for the major Colling scoring record, and then passed LSU's Pete Maravich for the most career points in Division I history for men and women's. Beyond that, her appearances made numerous record-setting television ratings, as we mentioned earlier.
Wow, that's impressive, especially considering she beat the women and men Division I record.
Yeah, and then reading headlines like the Caitlin Clark Show is coming to the WNBA, 36 of Fever's 40 games will be on national television by the Los Angeles Times, just proves her popularity. The LA Times also noted that it's more national broadcast than any other team, including the defending champs Las Vegas Aces and Commissioner's Cup winning New York Liberty, who have MVP Breanna Stewart.
Although it's hard to say thanks to one girl for making women's sports finally get the recognition it finally deserves, she's definitely worth it. I mean, she stays humble and a role model for every woman around, not only the country, but the world.
Even more stats that I found from her were 59 30-point games, including 22 this season, the most by a Division I player in the past 25 seasons, 17 triple-doubles, including 6 this season, which ranks second in D1 history behind Sabrina Ionescu, 13 40-point games, including 5 this season, the most by any D1 player over the past 25 seasons. I mean, if you aren't watching Clark in the WNBA, then what are you doing? Even professionals in the NBA aren't putting consistent numbers up like that.
She has large sponsorship deals with Nike and even an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Her popularity is so big, who knows where you'll see her next.
Yeah, overall, I feel that Caitlin Clark's large audience can show us hope for the future where women's sports, and specifically the WNBA, enjoy the recognition and support they truly deserve.
Moving on to Jalen Hurts, who was the best athlete in Philadelphia. From his days as a standout college quarterback to his incredible performances in the NFL, Jalen has not only broken records, but his stats are incredible. Last season, Hurts broke the QB rushing touchdown record, scoring 15, which broke Cam Newton's previous record of 14. He is also the only player in NFL history to ever throw for 300 yards, run for 70 yards, complete 70% of his passes, and rush for 3 touchdowns, and that was all in the biggest game, the Super Bowl.
That's awesome. He does have a ton of talent, and it's incredible seeing him breaking records and making history with the Eagles. I mean, he just broke the franchise record for being the first Philadelphia Eagle to have 35-plus touchdowns in back-to-back years and the first to have 4,463 yards in a season.
And he's only 25 with all these accomplishments. Since he got drafted in the second round of the 2020 draft, he has a total of 14,267 yards and 108 touchdowns. And he didn't even start his first year. He has those stats in basically three seasons. I find it remarkable that he has already been selected to the Pro Bowl twice, he's led his team to the Super Bowl, and he has led the Eagles to the playoffs every year of being here. He has made such an impact on the team, and he was definitely a steal in the draft.
He really does it all. And as a quarterback, having his arm strength, accuracy, and field vision is extremely important, but something that not all quarterbacks have.
It's extremely important, and not having all three is where a lot of quarterbacks can fall short. Where Jalen truly shines is in his ability to make plays with his legs. He has insane speed and agility. I can say that I think he has redefined the quarterback position. Just watching some of his highlights, the way he is able to rush the ball, juke out defenders, and then throw a complete pass 40 yards downfield takes a crazy amount of athleticism. The most impressive thing about Jalen Hurts to me is his determination and resilience through adversity. He has faced so many setbacks and negative comments and opinions, but he's never once let it get to him. He brushes it off and still inspires his teammates and fans with leadership and work ethic.
He's going to be a problem in the NFL for a long time. Not many people have those qualities. Actually, earlier I read during the season, Jalen is in the facility from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. He works in his off days to get better.
Yeah, that just goes to show what kind of athlete he really is. He's so young, so he will just continue to evolve and grow. Even past Eagles quarterback legends like Cunningham, Vic, and McNabb all say that Jalen will be a very special player.
And it's not just his on-field performances that's impressive. Jalen is determined and ready to overcome any challenge. He is constantly raising the bar for excellence, and he is proving that he can handle anything.
And Jalen produces standout performances in clutch moments like the Super Bowl, and that's the type of athlete that everybody needs on their team, one who can step up and save the game and persevere.
And with that, we wrap up another exciting episode of the Rowan Sports Podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us today as we discussed Caitlin Clark in the WNBA and Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, their achievements and determination are inspirations for not only in their respective sports, but beyond, shaping athletics and challenging stereotypes.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast as much as we did. Make sure to tune in next time for more sports talk.
Until then, I'm Michelle Salamone.
And I'm Caitlin Sandusky, signing off from your Rowan Sports Podcast. See you next time.